From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Got a couple of important announcements I wanted to make. First of all, tickets for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour are now on sale, and the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour is taking place on Saturday, April 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. on Daniel Island, and we have arranged to have 8 custom-built homes available for you to walk through. They're all on Daniel Island. They're all custom-built, and you can get tickets at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. That's DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. They're only $25 in advance, and they benefit the East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. So tickets are now on sale. They're selling fast, and we only sell 400 of these tickets, so get them before they sell out. Also, I just wanted to mention that the spring issue, our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, is now available. It features Kevin O'Connor and Tom Silva from This Old House on the cover, as we talk about the recent projects that they did in Charleston. So pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and buy your tickets to the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchen and Bath, located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road in the Daniel Island area. And now we're talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Jilco Kitchen and Bath.
Jilco is a full-service design firm and installation with a showroom on Clements Ferry Road. We started in 1991, so we've been here for 27 years. Mm-hmm. We cater to homeowners and builders alike. It's an open showroom. You can come by with your concept, anywhere from a napkin to a full set of architectural drawings, and we can turn it into a design.
Jilco Kitchen and Bath, you folks have designers here on staff that can assist the homeowner so that they don't feel like they have to put the design together themselves?
Absolutely. We've got designers that are willing to work with any format of design concept you have. And they will take as much time as we need to evolve your project. We have plenty of projects that have just been an idea that a customer wanted to do for months and months, or people that need to get it done next month.
Good deal. Well, kind of paint a picture for our listeners of the Jilco Kitchen and Bath showroom, because you do have an amazing showroom, and I think what is notable is you're always tearing something out and installing something new, and really reflecting what customers are asking for these days.
Yes, the showroom is very important. It's where you can show the customer what they can expect when they have the cabinets arrive. So you walk into the showroom. It's very wide. Some areas are set up with more of sampling. For colors, textures, you can feel all the different products of countertops and cabinets. There's other areas of the showroom that are set up as actual working kitchens so that you can kind of get a feel for certain setups, for cooking or, whatever your appliance needs may be. So we have all these little scenario areas set up. We are continually changing it. We just redid all of the designer offices and a line called Vantage, which we've been quite successful with. It's still pretty new to us, but it's been a great product. So they rewarded us by sending us some office displays.
Okay, and are these office displays showing like home office type setups, or are these cabinets that you use an example that could be end up in someone's kitchen?
Their styles could be kitchen styles, but they're set up as offices, so they're the actual offices that our designers work in, and they can be the offices that we do in a home. So everything is done at countertop office height level. You got file drawers. You've got pull-out trash cans, which work well in an office. So we've got a lot of integrated things to make these offices as efficient and as aesthetically pleasing as possible.
And that's an important point you just made. Jilco Kitchen and Bath, obviously you can help everybody out with their new kitchen and their new bathroom. But there's other parts of the house that Jilco Kitchen and Bath can help homeowners. And we're just talking about home offices. Where else does Jilco Kitchen and Bath, your cabinetry and countertops, end up?
Besides the kitchens and baths, we do a lot of offices like these displays that we just did. Laundry rooms, people have a lot of thought that goes into laundry rooms these days. Some closets. And then a lot of built-ins. One of the popular areas now is what they call a drop zone. So you have some cabinetry or storage lockers or cubbies in the mud room. And people commonly call that a drop zone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep, the famous drop zones. I wish we had a nice drop zone at home, because my wife and I are constantly tripping over our kids' backpacks.
Yep.
That are sitting on the floor at the top of the stairs.
Yep, that, and we've got, sometimes there's a new concept inside of cabinets is your message center. So maybe you have a shallow cabinet, and you've got a nice cork board in there, key hooks, stuff like that, and then you can close the doors and it looks nice.
That's great, that's great. What about maybe in a great room, have you ever put in any kind of cabinetry or shelves around the fireplace?
Absolutely. You do fireplace flanking cabinetry. Typical design would be base cabinets with doors with some shelving or some kind of segmented cubbies there. TVs are currently wide, so they're mostly wall-mounted, so we don't do a lot of concealed TVs anymore like we did in the old days.
Mm-hmm. What's the return? Like if someone... You always hear people who they're getting ready to sell their house, and so they do this mad dash to remodel and end up making the house better than maybe when they were living in it themselves. And I've always said, spend the money, get what you want now, enjoy it, and you'll probably get your money back when you go to sell your house. Is there a pretty good return on, if they were to buy new cabinets and new countertops and so forth for their kitchen or bathroom?
Well, there are figures out there, and I think that kitchens and baths reside as one of the top ones. Almost like a roof would be close to 100%. I think kitchens and baths is somewhere between 80 and 100%. But if we like to gauge the customer, we do so much remodeling as to we're going to live here forever. So we're very concerned about our specific taste and our specific tasks that we want to do in the kitchen, or we're going to live here for 2 years and then sell. So it's important to know that going in. But you see a lot of people trying to save costs, maybe doing half of the kitchen. We just want to do this area. That's a bad idea, because you then end up with, half new and half old again.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of reversed it. So there again, you got to take your time. It's a very, very important area to spend money on.
Talk about some of the custom color offerings at Jilco Kitchen and Bath.
Almost every year, it goes up more and more with the amount of color offerings that we have. So we do have custom color programs, and those are becoming more and more attainable. It's cost-wise. You just have to order a few sample doors ahead of time. It'll take about 2 more weeks to get. You approve that sample, and then we'll make the kitchen in that color. So with some prior planning, it can happen. And we see a lot of accent colors, and we have a section in the showroom that shows some of the more popular custom colors that people have done. And if they do it if we do enough of the same custom color, we just make it a standard.
Mm-hmm. I think last year when I talked to you about this on the radio show, there was like a navy blue that was pretty popular. Was that right?
Yes, there was one that we were continually doing called Gale Force, and we were ordering it and doing in custom every time. Now that that has kind of caught on, our prime manufacturing process, they like to make standard the stuff that's popular as quickly as possible. So that's a popular color now. So now we have it, but it's called Naval.
Mm-hmm. So you have all these custom color offerings, and the majority of your customers end up choosing what color for their kitchen cabinets?
White.
White.
But then they add the flair. You know, you may have a white perimeter with a teal island or something.
Ah,
so
gotcha.
There's still a lot of creativity going on, but the white cabinet, white shaker cabinet is almost a commodity item at this point.
Mm-hmm.
To have somewhere in every house.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Right.
You can't go wrong with white for sure. Talk about some of the countertops trends that you're seeing. When people are choosing their cabinets, they're choosing their countertops here at Jilco Kitchen and Bath.
Countertop trend, as far as what we're selling and seeing customer like, is quartz, either like a Silestone or a Cambria type product. It's got a warranty. It's considerably stronger than granite. It's considerably more stain proof than granite. So we're seeing just a continued evolution of that in popularity, that and wood countertops.
Hmm, wood.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so you see a lot of different walnuts, cherry, teak, stuff like that.
And that would go on an island?
Yeah, mostly okay. In accent pieces. Yeah.
Gotcha. Good deal. Very quickly, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, if someone called Jilco Kitchen and Bath next week and wanted to talk about a new kitchen and bath, what would be the turnaround time that you would tell them?
Well, it probably kind of varies based on what the project is, and we do kind of prioritize on what we need to do, what we're told. But it would take, I would imagine, about 2 weeks for the back and forth decision-making process to take place at the quickest. So it's going to take a few days for us to get you something to look at. You're going to want to look at it for a few days and have some changes. There has to be this volleying, and about 2 weeks is as quick as that's really going to happen. And then cabinets take about 4 weeks to get in after put into production.
Okay, well, that's not too bad, and the market's red hot right now. So a lot of people are expecting delays, but sounds like Jilco Kitchen and Bath can turn it around pretty quick. Well, how can folks get in touch with Jilco Kitchen and Bath?
Our showroom is located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road, which is 2 miles from 526 on the left. Our phone number is 843-849-6465. And our website is www.jilcokitchenandbath.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath, and special thanks to Jilco Kitchen and Bath for hosting today's radio show. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchen and Bath, located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road, in the Daniel Island area. And now we're talking with Steve Bostick with Insul Steel of South Carolina. How you doing, Steve?
Great, Tim.
Good. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Insul Steel of South Carolina.
Well, Tim, we've been focused for the last 7 years on building what we call our EcoShell home, a very energy efficient home. And we do basically a one-stop shop type of operation. We have the architecture, interior design, as well as structural engineering, and then we build the homes ourselves.
Okay, and what sets an Insul Steel home apart from a traditional wood-framed home?
Well, I'd say, Tim, there are primarily four things. One would be that we're extremely energy efficient. You know, our average 3,000 square foot home has a $500 to $600 a year electric bill. So that clearly is a catcher for most of our clients when they look at the cost of energy going up and all the you know, the things going on utility companies today, we really are able to reduce their costs tremendously. Secondly, we build to extreme indoor air quality measures that are actually certified by the EPA. So people that have respiratory problems or things that affect young people as well as old people, we have a great solution for that. Thirdly, our wind loads and our structures are designed to meet 200 plus miles an hour wind. So a lot of our clients stay home when the tornadoes roll around. And then fourthly, and something that's a hidden cost to almost everyone, would be the total cost of owning your home. Mm-hmm. There's one thing when you move in, what you paid for it, and then what it costs you to maintain it over 20 years. Mm-hmm. That can be as much as 50% of the cost of the home when you consider the energy cost, repainting, redecking, replacing windows. We have a 20-year warranty that's available to our clients. So that's a huge savings overall.
Mm-hmm. Do if you were driving down the street, would you be able to tell an insul steel built home from a traditional wood framed home? Are they egg shaped or you know, odd looking in any way?
Well, no, Tim. We use all of our homes are built in a cave, so no, just kidding. That would make a difference, I guess. Now, seriously, well, we think we have great design. Certainly, our homes are very recognizable. But as far as the building materials and the systems, you know, it's all covered up with, you know, the traditional house cladding, windows, doors, and all that. But the structure itself, the eco shell, is truly a difference in all types of buildings, especially in these areas where we have extreme high winds and a lot of humidity.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something I think is important to point out, because people are not used to, they're used to a traditional stick-built home and what those look like, and this is a little bit different building technology. They just assume that it's going to be something modern looking, or it can be a traditional design that they choose, but then the wall panels that you folks build, you're building that eco shell, as you mentioned, that house, the envelope of the house is airtight, and then you're adding different features that make the house very energy efficient.
Yeah, that's for sure. And also, our building system has been designed, you know, for structural integrity, and the fact is that we can build anything from a tiny house to a Ritz-Carlton out of our building system. This May, we'll be opening our new factory literally right down the street here from where we are at 2300 Clements Ferry Road. Mm-hmm. And we're taking the last major step to getting rid of all of the wood and materials that are subject to termites and mold and mildew. So our new robotic system that we've designed and installed will actually take all the wood out of the building. Today, up until recently, we were building everything using wood floor joists, wood interior walls, and wood trusses for the roof. In the near future, everything that we'll be doing will be all steel. So actually design the building, fabricate it using steel, and get incredibly good tolerances in terms of work quality and workmanship. But also, now that we'll add additional strength to the building. I'm amazed. We're building now in this area, we're building in some of the coastal areas that have incredible infestation with, you know, flying termites. Mm-hmm. And those are traditionally haven't been a problem. But, you know, we guard the buildings today with termite protection in the soil and around it. But in fact, when the Formosans are able to come in from the trees, get into the roof, I've seen houses just completely decimated recently. So I think that's a huge advantage to using our building, is just getting rid of all the mold, the mildew, as well as protecting it completely from termite infestation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. These are custom-built homes, right?
Yes, we're building custom-built homes, but we're also now starting to work in the multifamily area. now that we have completely automated equipment for producing, you know, all of our interior exoskeleton, it makes us incredibly cost effective so that we can really compete with wood and eliminate the wood from the building process, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so if someone were to hire Insul Steel to have them build their home, they would pick out the design they want, the square footage that they want, and the wall panels that become that when they're put together to become the house, those are all fabricated in your factory here on Clements Ferry Road.
Well, actually, our panels, the ECA shell, the insulated exterior panels for walls, roof, and the foundation system are actually made by our business partner in Canada. And we're working right now on building another factory here in addition to our steel factory. We hope to be operational on that by the middle of next year. We'll actually do the panel fabrication here as well. But today, all of our panels are shipped in from we design the building first, and then we break it up into a series of panels, and then bring those panels in from Canada, and then the exoskeleton or the interior framing system is built here.
Mm-hmm.
So we put it all together, and as I said, eliminate incredible amounts of waste and things going to the dumpster.
Does it speed up the process, the fact that that these panels are kind of modular in fashion?
Well, yeah, the fact is that the wall system literally is designed and fabricated off-site, so that eliminates an incredible amount of time. And also, and I'm sure if you've talked to other builders, you know that the number one problem in Charleston today is the quality of labor. It's just almost non-existent. So we're able to get way beyond that so that we're not worried about the quality of the building and how well it's going to hold up.
Mm-hmm.
So building off-site, it's, you know, we can almost use a ratio of a day spent building your home in one of our factories. It takes 5 to 6 days to do that on-site. So you're absolutely right. It reduces a tremendous amount of time and cost. When it comes to cost, you know, I remember when we first came here 7 or 8 years ago, we were always explaining to our clients that, you know, why you're going to pay a little bit more than the custom builder because of the better quality product. As we've migrated through time, and now with our EcoShell and Exoskeleton, we're actually able to tell our clients, you know, we're going to be about $50 to $100 less than your custom builder. So we've gone completely, turned that completely around and say now we have a huge advantage mm-hmm. on cost, and at the same time our buildings are going to reduce your cost of ownership mm-hmm. and maintenance significantly over the period of time you're going to own the home.
That's a big factor because you know, people kind of forget about how much it's going to cost on a monthly basis, and you know, maybe they want a 4,000 square foot house or something like that. And they don't think about what it's going to take to heat and cool that house. And so what's an average energy bill for an Insul Steel built home?
Well, our 3,000 square foot houses are averaging somewhere between $40 to $50 a month, $500 to $600 a year.
Nice. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Insul Steel of South Carolina?
Well, they can go to our website, InsulSteel.com, or they can visit our new showroom, which is coming online at 2300 Clements Ferry Road.
Okay, and 2300 in Clements Ferry Road, and that's right up near where Clements Ferry meets 526, right?
That's right, yes, right in the area we're in now.
Okay.
So it's just north of 526.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we have been talking with Steve Bostick of Insul Steel of South Carolina. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchen and Bath, located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road in the Daniel Island area. And now we're talking with Jim Clark with CNC Myers Heating and Air Plumbing and Drains. How you doing, Jim?
I'm good.
Good. Jim, take a moment and tell everybody about CNC Myers Heating and Air, Plumbing and Drains.
Yeah, so we're a 38-year-old company located in the Charleston area off of Clements Ferry Road. We're fortunate enough to be the only service company in the Tri-County area that has a degreed engineer on staff as well as a board-certified indoor environmental consultant. And so we're able to leverage building science and help people with their homes and solve problems and guarantee the solutions.
Gotcha. We've got we're still in springtime, but the weather is going to be heating up pretty soon. And what will people be experiencing when we hit that first maybe 80, 85 degree day?
Yeah. So what's going to happen is you're gonna have the thermostat and you're going to try and turn it to air conditioning. You're going to come home from work and the temperature's not going to be right. And you're just going to have that moment like, oh my goodness, right? What do I do next? Mm-hmm. And it's something that we see every year or when that season hits. And I think it's just really important for a homeowner to know what they should be looking for if they're going to have someone in their home looking at their system.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the telltale signs that maybe they should be calling CNC Myers Heating and Air in advance or about maybe repairing or replacing their system?
Well, I think, time is everything. And so anybody that's not spending a good amount of time with you, walking you through your options, and options could be to fix it now and understand it could go out in a few weeks, or it could be understanding that the investment may be time to go ahead and make that investment in a new system.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to help people have all the informed information, all the information so they can make an informed decision. And really that it's our job to serve first. That's what I tell the guys. Our whole mission is to make sure that we are serving first. If we do a good job and we get the reviews and we know you're happy, the money comes on the backside because we serve first. And I think that's one of the main reasons why we keep, we're very fortunate to be voted best in the Charleston area for the mm-hmm. last 2 years and east of the Cooper, 8 of the last 10.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, people are they turn on their system and maybe hear a noise or maybe the system is not cooling or as cold as they'd like. What are some of the things that they would notice that they need to maybe give CNC Myers Heating and Air a call?
Well, I mean, it's you may not have airflow. You could and the system could be frozen. You could potentially have the thermostat maybe goes blank, and that's indicating us there's a particular issue with the system. If you're not noticing the drain lines outside your home, those should be flowing if your system's going. And if that's not flowing, you don't see water coming out of that, then that's an indication you may be collecting water in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a concern. You want to identify that because we don't want that to turn into a ceiling situation where water's overflowing, coming into the home and causing mm-hmm. a repair. But if a good company is doing the service, they should have multiple safeties on the system to make sure it cuts down or shuts off so that you don't have that situation.
Mm-hmm. How does someone know that they need a new system? Like how long should the equipment typically last? What's the lifespan?
So if you're on the islands, you're running anywhere from 8 to 10 years. If you're like Mount Pleasant, downtown Charleston, James Island, you're going to run anywhere from 10 to 12. And then when you get into the Somerville area, Goose Creek, you may get up to 14. And then all those numbers can actually go up 1, 2, 3 more years if you're doing proper maintenance on mm-hmm. the machines.
Is that because the salt air you're referring to?
The salt air plays a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you can take some steps by having some coated condensers to help extend the life. but also doing the maintenance. And even a good tip for a homeowner is take a hose and just wash off the condensers to get the salt off of them in between your times of service.
Mm-hmm. When they need a new some new equipment, sometimes it's not as simple as just replacing the condenser outside. Sometimes they might need some new ductwork. Does CNC Myers Heating and Air, do you folks do a complete inspection just to check that ductwork? And because over the years that maybe they're using the flex ductwork and there might be some issues. Maybe there were some squirrels or what have you that ate through that. It's not that heavy fixed ductwork that everybody has.
Yeah, so we believe in doing a full assessment. And you're right on about the ductwork. The Department of Energy has come out and said that 35% of the average home, most homes are leaking 30-35% of the air going through their ductwork. So, I could be a hero, come in and sell you an air conditioning system, but if I didn't check your ductwork out, it's like somebody replacing your heart, but not checking your arteries, and now your heart's going to fail because the delivery system is not altogether right. And so we feel it's really important to look at the ductwork to make sure that it's got good integrity and that it's okay. It's really important to look at the return. A lot of these homes don't have a properly sized return, and that can lead to unnecessary repairs that happen time and time again if that return wasn't sized properly when the system's changed out.
Mm-hmm. And the return is the vent that you see usually in a wall, and that's where you change your filters.
Yeah, that's where the filter goes in, and they can look at that. And then a good tip on the filter: as an environmental consultant, I want to see you use the most efficient filter you can. A thicker filter has like lots more pleats in it, not the green polyester thing that you can see through. But the problem is that those thicker filters or high allergy filters put a strain on the system.
Mm-hmm.
And if your return isn't sized properly, you could actually do damage to the system by using those filters. So it's a conundrum, right? How mm-hmm. do I know if the filter's right or not? Well, a really easy test, you can check with your local service person. They should be able to tell you what's properly sized return and what's not. But if you're just walking around the house and want to know, you can put the filter in. Maybe it's an allergy filter. They go for Lowe's or something, or the big box store, anywhere from $12 to $16.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in, and you're hearing the system run. And after 3 or 4 days, if you hear a whistling or a hissing sound, then typically your filter is too strong for your system, and you need to drop down and filter and just go to a cheaper pleated filter. But our recommendation is always stay on a pleat, even if it's like a $2 pleated filter. It looks mm-hmm. kind of like an accordion.
Mm-hmm. How can your heating and air system maybe affect the indoor air quality?
So, as an environmental consultant, the number one reason that I would get called out and our companies get called out by ear, nose, and throat doctors and referred that way is the draining of the system. Unfortunately, and this is why I got in the industry, is that there are just not enough air conditioning companies that are practicing building science. And something as simple as the way the water leaves the air handler, if it's not trapped properly, meaning allowing the water to come out without allowing outside air to come in, then that can lead to standing water inside the unit in the pan. And as standing water stands over time, you get bacteria. Eventually, you can get a film. And then while that's also happening, you've got the blower inside the unit blowing vapor down the ductwork. So all that stuff that's building up in the pan is now going through the ductwork. Mm-hmm. People get sick, and then they call. So make sure your drains are flowing properly. You don't have water backing up. And then, we can help people with that if they're just even curious if that's it. But it is the number one indoor air quality issue we get called out on.
And the drains, just from personal experience, sometimes they just, the water from the pan in the attic picks up dust and what have you, and some of those little particles end up kind of clogging up the tube, and they have to put an air hose or something on it to kind of blow all the debris out of the house.
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways that you can, you know, you can, that we blow out drains and do that. But it's also something that, you know, we would encourage, you know, a homeowner could do that. If you just want to take a combination of some water and bleach and just periodically, you know, pop the cap and pour it in. The main thing is you want to make sure that, you know, the cap stays back on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then that they can do that. I would encourage people to definitely make sure that they're looking at those drains either at the beginning of the season or at least at the end of the season, because we use these heat pumps all year round. It's not like we don't use them in December, because mm-hmm. we'll have those crazy days of 75, 80 degree weather mm-hmm. and people turn their AC on.
Right.
So,
good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about CNC Myers Heating and Air Plumbing and Drains?
You can reach us on the internet at cncmyersservice.com, or you can also call the phone number. It's 843-881-7588.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jim Clark with CNC Myers Heating and Air Plumbing and Drains. Thanks so much. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchen and Bath, located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road in the Daniel Island area. And now we're talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. How you doing, Robert?
Pretty good, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Take a moment and tell everybody about All About Garage Doors.
All About Garage Doors, we've been doing business in the counties here locally for over 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It don't seem like it's been that long, but we're a family-owned business. Me and my wife run the business. There's eight of us employees, mm-hmm. counting me and my wife. And we're here to serve the Low Country with all their garage door needs.
So All About Garage Doors, you folks have grown a good bit over the years. When you started off, was it just you running solo, or did you have a worker with you?
Yes, when I first started, I always had a helper. So I did this part-time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, a lot of people know I used to be on the highway patrol. And the hours that I had, I worked 12-hour shifts. And then I had 2-3 days off, and I would go install garage doors. And I started out with a helper that would come and help me get the job done. Mm-hmm. And then the business just grew and from there. And then started hiring people to go out. But my wife and I still keep vigilant over the business. I do a lot of the quality control now and the warranty and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. make sure the guys are installing doors like we want them installed.
Good deal. Well, congratulations on your success over the years. And what are you finding that people are asking for these days when it comes to garage doors?
They're looking for wind-loaded doors, which down here on the coast, all our doors are wind-loaded to 130 miles an hour. Also, they're looking for maintenance-free, not maintenance-free doors, but less maintenance on the doors. A lot of the wood doors that we install, they have to stain them or put thickens on them to keep them up. Depends on how much sun they get. So we have a product that's called Accent Garage Doors, where they have the wood look. But they don't have the maintenance that mm-hmm. you have to keep up with the wood. And it's become very popular. And CHI Overhead Doors, which is our manufacturer, have done a good job of making them look realistic.
Hmm.
They've come out with some new colors, and we're excited about that. And, you know, we're excited about, you know, the next few years, what else they're going to come out with.
So it's a composite material, or is it made out of steel?
It's made out of steel, and what they do is they powder coat it.
Okay.
So it's a process that they'll take a regular steel garage door, and then they'll powder coat it with like a wood tone look, either a mahogany or a dark walnut. They came out with a new driftwood model that has the look of driftwood, and we're excited about that. We have a local builder that is supposed to be putting one on his home here shortly, so we're excited about, you know, getting some pictures out and, you know, showing that to customers, because customers like to see it on the house and really see how realistic and mm-hmm. and how it's going to look for them.
Does All About Garage Doors do a lot of business with builders?
Yes, I would imagine probably about 80% we do with custom builders.
Mm-hmm.
We like our relationship with our custom builders, but we also like working with the customer. I go out and do the measuring, and I usually meet with a customer and go over some of the options with the garage doors and help them pick out. And I used to not so much give my opinion about what I thought would look good, but I've been doing this for a while, so I started giving my little opinion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll kind of steer someone a certain way if I believe that it'll look nice on their house. But most of the time, just anything I can do to help with the customer, you know, with their process of ordering garage doors and having them installed.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the recommendations that you would give?
Insulated doors, I think, are underrated down here in the South. I think, you know, we've had a cold spell recently, but one of the things that the insulation does is it also quiets the door. And a lot of the homes down here are multi-level homes. Mm-hmm. And if you can have a quieter sounding garage door, it's going to make your living experience above it much pleasurable. So mm-hmm. that's one of the things I think is underrated, is especially with underneath houses that are open, you know, not putting in insulation, because it is going to, these are steel doors and they're wind loaded, so they are bulky doors. Mm-hmm. And so the insulation is going to help with that and the noise. And another thing that we do is we upgrade our steel rollers to a nylon ball roller. Mm-hmm. So when I say a nylon roller, it's a little bit quieter than a steel, where you're not scratching the track, but it's just as durable, sometimes even more. So it's something that we do to kind of give that door a little bit of quiet, especially over time. Mm-hmm. With maintenance and stuff like that.
You know, back to what you were saying about 80% of All About Garage Doors business coming from builders. You know, those one builder equals multiple sales. So if All About Garage Doors does a good job with that one builder, that's going to be their go-to vendor when they're recommending to their homeowners. So you must have built up a lot of confidence with those builders to use you over and over again.
And I feel like we've over the years, it's been a challenge as you grow to keep the quality control with the business. And I was in the Air Force, so you know attention to detail is very important to me. I stress it on my guys, and the relationships that we've had with the customers and our builders over the years, I've been blessed. So mm-hmm. I'm very thankful for them. A lot of times the builders will have me go and talk with the homeowner, go out and kind of show them the doors so they can pick them out. And we do very well with staying within budgets. So, you know, we can kind of show what they can get with their budget and stuff like that. Also, we do a contractor discount for builders and stuff like that. So, like you said, to build a relationship, because we're not having to go out and advertise as much when we, you know, have builders that, mm-hmm. that use us over and over. So we're thankful for that, and we'll pass on the savings, you know, to the contractor, which, you know, passes on to the homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
I measure my jobs, which is real important before we order any doors. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to make sure that we go out and, you know, make sure there's not going to be any problems when we go to install. And that's been very helpful. And sometimes they'll call me in the beginning of the project or when they start doing the foundation. So if they see something that from their experience that they might have a problem with, they usually call me up and get me out there, and we'll kind of take a look at it and see, you know, where we can go with. So I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. from the contractors.
Are the carriage house style doors, are those still real popular?
Yes, they are. There are certain aspects of it. Some people, you've seen a lot more of it than what you used to, but we're seeing the accent doors, the wood-looking doors, the more modern doors, glass doors, are starting to really take off more so in this area. And it's there's so many options with garage doors. Even when I started, you know, over 12 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, they've just so many options, and it's ability that the customer can sometimes feel overwhelmed with it, but there's so many things that they can go online, they can look at, you know, different products and see how they would look on their house and stuff. But we'll help them with that process.
What if someone already has a garage door and needs some maintenance on it? Does All About Garage Doors do any work on doors that you folks didn't sell yourselves?
Oh yes, we do. We have a service guy that comes out, and maintenance on a garage door is very important to keep, just like you would on your vehicle, like a tune-up or something on your garage door. Something that you can do also yourself, you know, greasing the door periodically, but just general maintenance on it. It's helped, makes it last longer, and if you know, it is the largest moving object on your house, so a lot of people are using them more so than even their front door. So mm-hmm. if they're in good working, you know, ability, it's better for the customer and everybody.
Well, I can share probably the number one tip with our listeners. If your garage door is not lowering or it's not raising, the first thing to check is that sensor. Right,
because the
kids, the dog, sometimes that knocks the sensor off. It's located at the bottom of the wall on each side.
Yeah, one of the things that I tell people all the time is, you know, let's start with the simpler stuff. And so, yes, check for those little things like that. I get phone calls all the time, and I'll take the time and talk through. And you know, that's one of the things I'll have them check first is, you know, make sure the sensors are lined up, if the lights are, you know, on. If the light flashes, garage door openers are starting to get so smart, you know, with technology and everything. A lot of time they're self-diagnosing themselves. Mm. So that's been real helpful. So we've also had customers send us a video. We had a customer that the garage door seemed to be acting up, but when we got there, it didn't do what it was doing. And so they sent us a video mm-hmm. of when it was doing, and we found out what it was. The door had been recently painted, and it was sticking.
Okay.
So it just, when the door hadn't been used for a little while, it would jerk mm-hmm. when you would lift it up, because that it would stick.
Right.
So we diagnosed that right over with the video. So that was pretty cool that we were able to do that.
Definitely.
It kept the cost down to the customer too.
Well, how can folks get in touch with All About Garage Doors?
They can see us in your magazine. Also, they can call our office at area code 843-832-4304, or they can go to our website at aagdcharleston.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking to Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchen and Bath, located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road in the Daniel Island area. And now we're talking with Ashley Heyer with Design on Tap. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm good.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Design on Tap.
Design on Tap. We are a bath and kitchen showroom located in West Ashley for the past 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
We cater to the mid to higher end client, but we can cover any range.
Mm-hmm.
So what you'll find in our showroom is most of the latest of what's out there. We are the only Kohler premier showroom in the Lowcountry.
Mm-hmm.
So a good portion of our showroom is dedicated to great Kohler products.
Gotcha.
So we've got a number of those, as well as Callista, which is also an affiliate of Kohler.
Mm-hmm.
And then the remainder of our showrooms is a bunch of different manufacturers. You know, things you won't see at your local big box stores,
mm-hmm.
So including like companies like Roll and Newport Brass and MTI Bass and Bain Ultra and just wonderful products, really.
Gotcha. So Design on Tap, you folks sell the faucets that go into the kitchen and the bathroom, the shower heads.
Anything having to do with water.
Anything that has to do with water.
Yeah, so lavatory faucets, sinks, water filtration for the house, tubs, anything that, toilets, of course, yeah, as you mentioned.
Oh, gotcha. I've been to the Design on Tap showroom many, many times. You've got that the big, tall ceilings, and it's very spacious. Mm-hmm. It's well laid out. Kind of paint a picture for our listeners what they'll see when they walk in the Design on Tap showroom. How is it organized?
It's a little bit different than some other showrooms in the fact that it's more clean and open, as you mentioned. So tall ceilings. When you come in, you're going to see different groupings of a couple of suites of products, so like a vanity, including, you know, the sink, the accessories, the tub, everything that goes together in that suite. And then you're going to, as you go through, you're going to find your tub and your bathroom areas towards the front. And then as you move around, you're going to go into the kitchen area with a number of different sinks and faucets and hot water dispensers.
Mm-hmm. Then you've got this big wall of different fixtures on there. How often do you turn over, or you change some of the displays?
We're constantly changing some displays all the time. But we probably do a good revamp every 2 years or so. So we're getting ready to do another revamp.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years ago, we completely reset the entire showroom. And now we're getting ready to change out a bunch of different items in there, whether vanities, tubs, faucets, because, you know, stuff's changing. Finishes are changing mm-hmm. again.
Yeah, that's because the trends change. And mm-hmm. I was amazed. About 6 months, 9 months after we built our house, I walked into one of the showrooms in town and looked at a light fixture, and I said, oh my gosh, I love that light fixture, but it's that was not available when
right.
we built the house 6-9 months ago. So things are always changing, and they're coming up with new and better things. Mm-hmm. What kinds of trends are you seeing?
We're still seeing that. Now, they told us 10 years ago it was coming, but it didn't come, and that was the gold brass.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's here.
It's here.
So unlacquered polished brass, not permanent polished brass,
mm-hmm.
and all your satin brasses, your champagne colors, those are just huge right now. And I think next we're going to see rose gold,
mm-hmm.
and then a bunch of the coppers coming around.
Rose
so
gold.
Yep.
Is that a takeoff on the iPhone?
Probably.
I know that's a popular color with iPhones. Interesting. What about like brushed nickel? Is that just kind of...
It's a good steady. You know, it's very neutral, so it works in a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. People like that. Chrome's always going to be, you know, in style. We don't do as many... Now, we are seeing a big upswing in matte black. And that we can do that on traditional or contemporary. More contemporary is what we see it on. But not as much oil rub bronze.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of waning. And more traditional styles in general are waning for us, for our market. We see more transitional, cleaner lines to more contemporary.
Talk about how you and your people at Design on Tap, how do you kind of guide your customers? Do you do a lot of hand holding you know, the big thing is they're remodeling or they're building and it's just costing so much money. They don't want to make a mistake.
Right. Right. And I think we're good at that. I think we're really good at that. Because we're owned by a large company, Krager Company, so they have 30-something locations. But we're not dictated to as far as what we can sell. So for us, we offer a broad range of products. So you might find that you don't have to spend the most money on a particular shower head that works great. It might work. It might be $400 less than the other one, but it works equally as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of know that. We do a lot of mixing of manufacturers. Like if you come in and we might have some Kohler, we might have some Roll, all in the same shower to give you the best fit at the best price if that's mm-hmm. what you're looking for.
Certain things that people might want to splurge on and,
right.
and then maybe not so much
exactly.
in the kids' bathroom or something
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We do that all the time. Well, you know, we usually do more in the master and the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll pair back in the guest bathrooms.
Are people asking for more like water-saving type items? Or remember the rain shower heads 15 years ago were so big. But,
right.
you know, are people concerned about wasting water and stuff?
I wouldn't say... The companies are concerned. Everything's being dictated now. Everything's going lower and lower flow. So you have to find products that work better at lower flow. That big 14-inch rain head at 2.5 gallons a minute doesn't feel so great.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some companies out there. Most of them have pared down smaller, you know, 12 and below.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some that are injecting air and stuff with their water, so it makes it feel like more water's coming
okay.
out. We don't do as many body sprays and stuff anymore. And I think that a lot of part of that is because of the flow.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to, you used to get 2.5 gallons a minute out of each one. Now you're down to under a gallon. So there's not the pressure that they used to have. So, and we educate our clients about that.
I've talked to plumbers about how you can kind of modify, do some things.
You can pull those flow restrictors
uh-huh.
on most everything, but some things don't work when you pull it.
Right.
It'll start squealing. There's some things you don't want to pull.
I got
but
you.
Yes, you can get around it. But then you've also got to think about your valving system in the wall. Mm-hmm. Can it handle it? Can it push as much water as you want it to push? So, and again, that's where we come in and talk to you.
What do you say to people who might think, I'm going to go to a big box store and buy all my plumbing fixtures because they're just so much cheaper than going to like an independent place like Design on Tap?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it is education. We sell some of the same lines that are the big box stores, but they aren't necessarily made in the States. Or they might even be made in one of their own plants. It's made by a different plant in China. Because they have to conserve, they have to reduce the price somehow. Mm-hmm. And usually that means adding more plastic and stuff into the product. So it might look the same. It's not made the same. So the valving systems that we have don't work.
Uh-huh.
You know, so they can't like interchange. They go, oh, my valve's not working. Did you buy it from one of the big boxes? Yeah, so I can't help you with that. You're going to have to contact. So it's more education. I mean, there definitely is a quality difference in but you have to know that.
Some of the same names, like Moen comes to mind.
Sure.
They a big box store will sell a Moen product, but they but the big box store puts a lot of pressure on Moen and says you got to give me this shower head cheaper. And so they, like you said, they change certain things and make them plastic and what have you. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting the same quality product as you would if you went to a store like Design on Tap.
Right. Exactly.
Gotcha. What do you see in the future as far as plumbing fixtures go? Are things going to be changing much in 2018?
Everything's going cleaner. You know, tons of freestanding tubs. Everything's cleaner, not much clawfoot. System tubs, still doing a lot of system, like air systems, not Whirlpool systems. Still leaning that. Everything's just going cleaner. It's hard to describe. It sinks and colors. That might be where your pop of color is in your sink or something.
I gotcha.
So we're seeing lots of like really cool pastel colors, things that we haven't had before that are now coming out.
What about like some of the like industrial looking
fixtures? Oh, definitely. Yeah. That's huge. Yes.
And whether you live in a modern house or an old house downtown, it'll still look good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, finishes dictates a lot of how things feel. Mm-hmm. Like if you have something really clean and industrial and a chrome finish, well, it looks way more modern than it does if it's in a black finish or a champagne bronze finish. It just gives it a totally different feel depending on your finish.
What if you own some rental properties? Is Design on Tap still a good place to are you going to...
Yeah, because we can tell you, because we offer everything. We might not show it in the showroom because you might be looking for a $120 toilet. Well, we have it. I just don't have it on my showroom floor.
Mm-hmm.
But we can tell you what the best toilet is for it. If you've got a budget, we can get in your budget. We're going to give you the best quality possible for that budget. In a rental, you don't want to be calling every other week that your toilet's not working.
Right.
Or your lav faucet's leaking or your kitchen faucet's leaking.
You want something dependable.
Yep. And you don't have to pay a lot for dependability. You might have to pay a little bit more than you would at a big box or something, but you don't have to pay a lot more to get something that's going to hold up for a long time.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Design on Tap?
Well, they can call us at 843-329-0661. We do have our website's being redone currently, but it's designontap.net. And that will take you to our parent company website where you can go through to see the different Design on Tap locations and pictures of the showrooms and stuff so you can get a view of what our showrooms look like before you come in.
Good deal. And where's your physical location again?
It is 2048 Sam Rittenberg. So we're right at the end of 526.
Gotcha. And that's it's Stellanova, I think, is one of your neighbors?
Yes. We're in between Stellanova and Polly's Jewelry.
Gotcha. All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Ashley Heyer with Design on Tap. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday.